Whitey, Rammer. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
It is, and we're very thankful that you're with us on a Friday morning. Don't forget Blue Eyes after 8:30 on a Racing Pulse. Big weekend of racing coming up. Group 1 action tonight at the Valley and tomorrow at Caulfield as well. But last night was awards night in the world of Australian rules football. The Coaches Award, the AFLPA MVP, the Rising Star and the All-Australian team was announced. And on the wing for the second year in a row is Jackson McRae, the champ from the Bulldogs, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Well done. Congratulations on another fantastic year, and thankfully it's not over yet from the Bulldogs' perspective, but recognition last night. How big a kick do you get out of being named as an All-Australian?
Yeah, I think it's obviously you don't play for the individual accords, but when they do come, it's really important that you do enjoy them and, share it with two of my teammates and good mates, and that's a great thrill as well, so... it's important that we recognise it, and it helps to have a week off so we can kind of enjoy it together and then focus for the game next weekend.
Yeah, and just on your personal view of your year compared to last season, where would you rank it?
I've probably played some of my most consistent footy at times this year, and different parts of my game has probably really grown in the leadership side and just being a consistent performer week in, week out. So it's hard to compare years gone past, but I think, this year's been, very consistent.
Jackson, we talked to you in the middle part of the year, just talking about the differences of the shorter quarters, because you're the one that, a bit like Andrew Gaff, you'll just run all day, and the longer the game goes, the better you seem to get. Now looking back over the home and away season, do you feel you've had to make any changes to your game, or you've just done it, just not for as long?
It's probably, I remember speaking to you guys midway through the year, as I said, it's just the importance of you can't really have a down moment or a quarter because it's hard to get it packed as the game goes so fast. So, I think it's probably taken a bit of time for a lot of people to adapt to, but at the end of the day, it's still a footy game, and I think you've seen from who's played well and who's shown that they can play the game, it hasn't really changed too much depending on how long the game goes for.
And Jackson, it can be difficult at the Bulldogs because there are so many players that not only want to play in the midfield but can play in the midfield really well. And we've obviously seen the emergence of Bailey Smith this year. There's your usual suspects of yourself and Marcus and Lockie. Josh Dunkley at times can't even get in the midfield this year. It's I could imagine at times it can be difficult to sometimes get in that rhythm when it keeps changing all the time because there are so many players that want to get in there.
Yeah, I think one of our great strengths is our depth through the midfield, and we've found a really good balance, especially the second half of the year is finding minutes for everyone. But also, as you touched on, the rhythm of the game and can be quite hard if you get moved around at heaps of different places. So, I think having a settled lineup has really helped with injuries and stuff as well, finding that rhythm, and full credit to the coaches in helping us put us in a position to perform.
So, Jackson, you move your attention now to a final series. Obviously, last year against the Giants, you guys were accused of not flying the flag and not playing finals football. Does that still sting? Is that still a thought that comes to mind about last year, or is it just, or do you quickly move on and it's a whole new ball game against St Kilda?
A bit of both. Obviously, it stings when you think about that game. You never want to go out in a fashion like that. But at the same time, I'm not playing the game thinking about GWS last year. So obviously, we're going to do everything in our power to perform in a much better way. But at the same time, it's a completely different year and completely different group as well. So we'll be very focused on St Kilda and what we need to bring to perform.
So I guess what I'm talking about from that point of view is not necessarily thinking about the game, but the way you come out and perform. Obviously, finals football, you've played in a premiership, is different. You guys have usually been a high possession team. Do you think that might change a little bit to more of a contest style over the next, hopefully couple of weeks through a final series?
Yeah, it probably will. It's as we all know, it's obviously the pressure goes up extremely high in finals, and obviously with that, the time you have around the footy. So, yeah, it might turn into more of a territory game at times, and we know it's going to be a heated game, and we have great respect, obviously, for St Kilda and the pressure they provide, and we know it's going to be a pretty heated game. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the challenge, and honestly just can't wait to get to next weekend.
So I know we're still a week out, but is there any update on Mitch Wallace and Aaron Norton, how they're going?
I think they're both tracking pretty well. So obviously, the buys helped us out there, and we'll see how they track. But we've only we just had a run around yesterday, and Mitch was out there, and Naughty was doing some movement and stuff. So still over a week to go, but fingers crossed they both get up.
What does it feel like, Jackson, getting ready for this final series? Because if you were back at home and life was normal, you'd be running around the Witten Oval, the weather's getting better, the fans are watching you train. You can just feel the magic in the air around Melbourne. This is very different, obviously. What is it like?
Yeah, it's obviously a pretty extraordinary year, and very different. So I think it's important, as I touched on earlier, is just to enjoy the fact that we did make finals, and not just let it fly by. And I think that was Bevo's big message after the game against Fremantle was, how proud he was of the group and all the challenges we've faced this year. And it is a big achievement to keep going and to enjoy it, and then take a deep breath, and then we go again. So, it's obviously a very different lead-up, but I think it's going to be one of those years that you look back and enjoy how many different aspects you faced.
How much confidence do you get, Jackson, because you've done it from outside the top four before? In 2016, up until that point, if you're outside the top four, you're basically just making up the numbers in the finals campaign. You showed that there was a possibility of going all the way and winning and getting some real momentum through a campaign. Knowing that you can, what difference does it make in your mindset going into a finals campaign from deep?
Yeah, obviously, once you've got that history and something easily to look back on, it does help. But I don't know how many players we have from that side still, probably only 6 to 7. So it's a completely different group, but it does give you confidence that I think the competition's just so even now, and the gap between the top four and the top eight isn't as large as what it used to be. And if you don't rock up on the day to play, anyone could be beat. So we do take a lot of confidence from that.
And just before we let you go, you mentioned that there were two other teammates with you in the All-Australian team last night. The skipper, Marcus Bontempelli, and one of our good friends as well, was named on half-forward flank. And the half-back flank was another teammate of yours, Caleb Daniel, who was a first-time All-Australian last night. I imagine you'd be rapt for him to get that level of recognition after not only a great year, but a great career. Sorry, he's on the bench at the moment, but a great career to this point.
Yeah, obviously, it's another box for Bonty that he's obviously just ticking off so many great accomplishments, which is pretty amazing at his age especially. So, and obviously for Caleb, I was just so happy when I heard the news. And I still remember the day when he walked in the club. I think he was picked in the 50s or 60s, quite low draft pick. And straight away, first training session, I thought he was something special. So, he's just been amazing to watch his career blossom, and he deserves every bit of success he's had come his way.
Well, a nice accolade, I reckon, last night for him and for you and for the Bond as well. Three Bulldogs champs getting due recognition for big seasons in 2020, and hopefully there's a few more weeks up your sleeve just yet. Next Saturday at the Gabba, you take on the Saints in the elimination final at 4:40. Check your local guide. You can see Jackson McRae, two-time All-Australian, in action. Good luck, buddy. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the aftermath of the awards last night, and good luck in the preparation for the big game next week.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Good stuff. Jackson McRae, two-time All-Australian. Last night was his second one. Had another great year for the Bulldogs. I know he's one of your favourites. Why did not just because you're alumni from the same college? As
no,
we keep hearing.
Definitely not. No, definitely not.
Perhaps, Daniel, perhaps it's not a college. Reason. It's a grammar school. It's not a college.
Oh, well, you're such a tosser. Such a tosser. Well, get to the news on the back of the tosser. News time with Johnny Bowden. One man who's not a tosser is Brett Harvey, who is a champ. The AFL Games record holder. He's got no